welcome to the Sproilcast, the English language Sproil for Bono podcast that nobody asked for. My name's David.
And I think we are through to the next round of the cup.
Yes. Is it half-time?
It is
currently
half-time.
And it's 5-0 Bono.
Yes, we are playing the wonderful Friedland od Ostravice from the north of Moravia.
Yep.
Benny, Velich, Langer, Benny, Vahoshek.
Yes.
Like
this. It's a strong side. I mean, the only...
It's a side of a team that wants to fucking... with the cup, isn't
yeah.
it?
Brechka is starting, old slushy boy, and Ondra Prodjalal making his, I think he's probably his first team debut in goal.
It will be.
I would imagine.
It will be. He's not been in the, he's just not been in squads. I mean, he hasn't been playing for the B team even. So, good all round.
Yes.
We've got a pretty stacked bench just in case. Didn't happen. Friedland are not amazing. I think they are currently without a win in Divisie F.
Okay.
So, yeah. And I think one of those was like a cricket score. I'm just quickly looking at my phone. I mean, the last match they lost 7-2 to a team called Kravaje.
Okay.
Who I've never heard of. So.
Anyway, we are not winning anything by cricket scores, but we are winning points here and there. We're going to talk about the two games that have gone since we last spoke to you. That will be Slovan Liberec at home and FK Teplice away.
Yes.
We have...
lots of games.
Yes. We've got Zlín coming up.
We've got Zlín on Saturday.
And then Hradec in midweek.
Yes. And then we've
and
got
then Slavia away.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the games are coming thick and fast.
They certainly are. So,
and you've already been treated to a half hour Hradec Kralove preview. So you will be getting a slightly more in depth look than I thought it would be at Zlín and Slavia. So
okay,
there we
fair
go.
Enough. Right, but first of all, we will start at home to Slovan Liberec. And it was Slovan Liberec 1, Zbrojovka Brno 0 for our first defeat of the season.
Third... Well, it was Zbrojovka Brno 0, Slovan Liberec 1 because we were at home.
Yes, but either way, it was a bit of an odd one all round, wasn't it? Just some odd things happened.
I mean, quite a lot of not much happened.
Quite a lot of not much happened, but the... kind of notable incidents were quite notable in their notability.
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, the can I just say sort of like pre-match vibes were pretty good.
Yeah.
As well. Like, it was a nice day. I'm growing more and more to the fan zone.
Yes.
Mostly because the fan zone now, and this is absolutely not the club's fault, this is the city's fault, is one of the only reliable places we can get a drink as well, rather than queuing up on what is fastly becoming the stairwell of doom up to the Pivo and Limo bit.
Yeah.
And, you know, that everyone's trying their best, but getting some proper visual reminders when people say that the stadium is not fit for purpose, that the stadium is not fit for purpose, and a good turnout it was as well.
Yeah, it was a good 8,000 odd, wasn't it?
Just I short think. Of 9,000, I believe.
So, yeah, I mean, when I say a bit of an odd one, what I mean is after 8 minutes, Filip Vedral was sent off, but then the card was rescinded through VAR. I think it's the first time I've ever seen that.
Yeah, it's the first I've seen it.
Yeah, so that was, you know, that was good, interesting and good, but weird.
I mean, it shows what I know, right? Because I remember that we had a good look at this, right?
Yeah.
Because it came right beside where, you know, we stand. And then it's like a 50-50.
Yeah.
And I looked at it and I thought, that's a foul. And it shows how much I know.
Yeah.
Still in the podcast game almost 10 years later. There we go.
And then after that, we lose Lucky Eze, taken off injured after 23 minutes, replaced by Tonda Vanicek.
You might say he works. No, I won't.
Yeah. And then Jakub Klima almost puts Liberec ahead in a bizarre moment. Cross comes in. He's under no real pressure and then tries to either chest the ball out or chest it away, but sort of stumbles backwards. Yeah. And it's only some absolutely cat-like reflexes from Hrdina to stop it sort of landing in the bottom corner. So that was very odd. And that was the entire first half, really. It was just oddities all around.
It's a straight, I mean, yeah, the first half was reasonably even.
Yes.
I mean, not to fast forward, but I thought, I don't think I'm making any spoilers here for the first 15 minutes of the second half, but I thought for the first hour of this match, I thought the teams were stacking up reasonably, you know, but both reasonably at the same level, let's say. There were very few chances. Yeah. That's the one thing that I think is the most noticeable for this. And it was, like you just said there, that is really the only chance you can really think of in this sort of opening 60 minutes. The one thing that I maybe took from it was that I thought that the fitness of Liberec was particularly good.
Yes, you mentioned it on the day, didn't you? They were very up and at us for a lot of the time. And yeah, you're right. I mean, it was a very even competition for the first hour, because on the hour is where Liberec go ahead. Herdina has already made a good stop from Milan Lexa, and Liberec go ahead by a cross to the far post to Lukasz Maszek, who heads the ball against the crossbar. But with that, Herdina has already committed. He's already dived that way.
Mm-hmm.
So it leaves Patrick Dulé with a kind of nod it over the line from 4 yards finish. So that was, it was a disappointing goal to concede, but, you know, fair enough. And then Herdina was called back into action twice more in a fairly major way as we started to get very, very sloppy at the back, giving the ball away, either in possession or our passing was all over the show.
I mean, when, I mean, if I'm being unkind, and oh hell, I am unkind. It's fine. You know, from that point onwards, if Vedral had a had been sent off or not, it was kind of immaterial, because he was, if there was one player that was mostly, I would say, posted missing,
yes,
when it mattered at the back, it was him.
Yeah,
all the time.
Yeah, Kaká.
All the chances.
Kaká, again, doing, you know, the Lord's work in helping to keep it to 1-0. But, yeah, I mean, 1-0 was what it ended, and it, that was sort of fair enough.
I mean, the man of the match was, by a long distance, was Herdina,
yes,
who I think it's actually worth saying as well, especially at the end, makes an unbelievable save.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
As well, where he just barely tips it over the, is it onto the post or over the bar? It's one
just,
of those.
Just over the bar, yeah.
Which was good. I mean, because I think really it was very much one of those games that when we conceded, that was when their heads went down. It That's was, where things
yeah.
started looking quite leggy.
Yes, it was. It was. It was both heads dropped and panic stations at the same
yeah.
time. I've not really seen that before either. It was very, very strange.
What I did like was that I think that the subs tried when they came on,
oh,
because
yeah.
we didn't rest in the laurels. A good 5-6 minutes after that goal went in, we threw on Velich, we threw on Kanakimana, we threw on possibly Langer as well. And they all sort of looked bright enough.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe just a very quick special shout out to who I thought was the best player of the match, who was Aziz Kayondo on the left wing for Slovan Liberec. He looks he looks excellent, and the and as well, I think the number six Faye had a very good game. They're gonna have a strong season, Slovan. Like I think that they didn't ever really look like conceding. I mean, we didn't offer much, right? But I think that they kind of marshaled the game quite well. They looked to, you know, get another one to sort of bury
yeah.
it. I said decent enough. I mean, maybe I think about 50 supporters coming from North Bohemia the wonderful Moravian Riviera. So yes, very good for them. Maybe just to put one thing on it as well, because you might recall that after the Sparta match, Svedic was very quick to say that they had these bespoke tactics and bespoke game plan for every opponent.
Yeah.
And I think that 3 matches into the season shows we haven't done that. the tactic that was working for the first 2 games very effectively, and possibly that's because both of these sides still have a touch of the basket case about them at this stage of the season, was try and split the defence and get it to Vasulin and
yes.
then score like that. And Slovan Liberec you know, they do have things like videos up there, and somebody watched the tapes and went, they're going to try and do this. And guess what we tried to do?
Yeah.
That. And they were very wise to it. So, like, if, you know, Vasilin had, there was two men on him pretty much every, you know, all the time. Yeah. It was really...
Absolutely neutralized, wasn't he? Yeah.
Yeah. So, that's the... that's one thing that I would say, but otherwise, yeah. Look, we're going to lose games this season. We are not. We're not here to compete for the title. We're to compete for status in the league.
Yes.
So there you go.
So there we are. Yes. As I said, we've got the Teplice game coming up, which neither of us went to because it's a very, very long way away, and it was annoying kickoff time. But we're going to talk about that in a little bit. But let's do hot or not quickly first. I think. Sure. It's the o'clock at which we look at hot or not o'clock. I've got two very quick ones.
Sure.
I think I know what one of yours is going to be.
Yeah.
In fact, I definitely know what one of yours is going to be.
Okay, well, I'll do that one first.
But, go on then.
Well, no, I was going to say after you've done your quick ones.
But, oh, okay. I'm going to start with a not, and it is the Premier League. I'm very scared of it.
Uh-huh. I was close to putting this as a hot or a not, and I wasn't sure which, because I am... You know my views in the Premier League.
Yes.
I thought it threw up a few reasonable surprises in the first round of fixtures.
It did. If you missed this, ladies and gentlemen, which you won't have, the opening fixture of the season was Arsenal 3, Coventry City 0. We went, and Arsenal are the best team in England by an absolute country mile. They're going to win the league. I don't think there's anyone who's going to be good enough to stop them. And they were very, very kind to stop playing after 60 minutes and leave it at a respectable scoreline.
That Greek boy they've got looks good. Is he new?
Tolis, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, meaning Coventry, of course, we looked not terrified, but there were many, 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 many mistakes.
I mean, I watched this match with you, right?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say terrified, but you look like a championship team.
Yeah.
And you look like a championship team that was up from the playoffs, which is, you know, which is actually, at least for the first hour, I thought actually for after 20 minutes, you sort of, I think you got the sort of that sort of shock out of your system and then decided to try and actually play football.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I think you needed that. And I think that'll be, you know, that'll put you in good stead. You'll learn a lot more from that game, I think, than if you would win it 1-0.
Yes. I mean, other teams are going to go to Arsenal and lose 3-0.
That's exactly what was said on the night, for sure.
Yeah.
It's just funny that the team that did come up through the playoffs ended up having like a belter.
That's kind of annoying.
And Ollie McBurney having a good game.
Yeah.
What's going on in the world, man?
Anyway, that's that. You go.
You know what? I'm going to do a hot first, because for once I'm going to do a very kind hot, possibly. And it is govi24.substack.com. It's Liam's Substack. Have you gone into Liam's Substack?
I have not.
It's good. I don't know why I sounded so surprised at that, because he is obviously a good friend of ours and he likes his football trips. But the writing on it...
He's also going to get another mention later on, by the way.
The Govisode, baby. But actually, it's well worth... I don't have a Substack account. I just read them as they sort of go. But it's very good sort of photo diaries of going to be frank, places I would never go to watch football and things like that.
Is it just his blog moved across to the Substack platform?
Yeah, but it's a good blog, is my point.
I mean, you know, obviously I read his blog stuff. I just didn't know if he was doing something new on Substack.
It's like choose your own adventure, right, David? So if you are a white, predominantly British man who's over the age of 30, you go in two directions, right? One is to have a podcast.
Yes.
And the other one is to have a Substack.
Yes.
So that you can see how things have branched somewhat.
Yeah.
But it's very good.
Okay, good. I will give you my hot, and I only saw this today, and it is the phrase landlocked cathedral shagging yim yams, which is how.
That's how somebody is describing Coventry.
A Plymouth fan from yesterday, yes.
Excellent.
Yes. So I very much enjoyed that as a series of insults. I thought that was class. I thought it was it genuinely made me laugh.
That is wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really good. Yeah.
Yeah. I did just that. Really enjoyed it. Landlocked cathedral shagging yim yams.
Exceedingly rare. Oh dear. Very good.
Yeah. And finally, it's the moment we've been waiting for.
Glasgow Celtic, David. Glasgow Celtic.
Tell the boys and girls what happened.
the boys and girls. B-H-O-Y-S and G-H-I-L-S. Glasgow Celtic are a football team from Scotland who won the league, arguably with assistance. I was quite tired this morning, right? Because I may have stayed up until past 2 o'clock in the morning reading various forums and things. So Glasgow Celtic were 3-0 up against LASK Linz in the first leg, and then went 1-0 up after about 20 minutes in the game.
Yes.
Which is pretty good, being the playoff round for the Champions League. To then concede 5 goals and to go out 5-4 on aggregate in what some people, bracket the BBC, are describing as one of Celtic's worst European performances in their history is quite something. And let me tell you, they've not been taking it well.
I can imagine, yes.
I mean, a couple of highlights there. I've got a guy still on my Twitter who's absolutely not bothered about things. I mean, he was blaming I saw a tweet who was blaming Scottish football for how bad Celtic are, and that's what stopped them getting to the Champions League, because obviously there's not enough good teams in Scotland.
Right.
This is of course the team that spent most of the time in second or third place last season in Scotland, and also had one of the worst managers of in Scottish history, but it was us. So that's quite good, and he's very much a reply guy, because all I just posted underneath his tweet was the word delicious, and he started going off on one, so that's good. Scott Brown blaming the pitch, that's pretty good as well. Mm-hmm. Enjoyed that one. It's just been an all-timer. It's fantastic, because I'm very much of the fuck the coefficient thinking in Scottish football. I do not want Rangers or Celtic to win games. I do not care particularly about how other people view the Scottish League, because I'm not a fucking idiot. I'd rather have a good, competitive, enjoyable league for me and everyone else in Scotland. I don't really care if it's not as good as Germany. Don't care. So yeah, all-timer. Fantastic. Yeah.
Good stuff.
Get it right up them.
Yes. What do you want to do next? Shall we?
I'll keep talking about Celtic. No, I won't. I won't. No. We've got.
Should we do a preview now, just to mess it up a bit?
No, or? I don't like doing that, because then it doesn't allow us to talk about the state of play.
Okay, fair.
Because
enough.
What could happen in a preview, right, is we could say something like, well, after that tough loss, we're going to need to do this, that, or the next thing. Or after this excellent win, we'll need to do something, yes, okay. You see?
I mean, you know, most people will know the scores already, but
yeah,
hey-ho.
But I mean, I you know, I'm
should,
quite...
To keep a vague sense of jeopardy.
David, I'm quite autistic and I like routine.
Okay, fair enough. So we're going to talk about Teplice away, and I've got that a little bit of what's the deal with Teplice. Even though we weren't there, I've got some vaguely interesting facts about Teplice as well.
We could have pretended we were there then, if you had those. Some AI photos up on the Zbroyovcast Twitter account.
That will never happen.
Look at me, I'm beside a hill.
Right.
Whatever they have there.
Rocks, I don't know. After this... So, Teplice, it was, and we had a vaguely changed lineup. We were.
Had to.
Yeah, we were missing Eze, obviously, as previously mentioned, injured, and we were missing Vacholsek. So.
Because he's their player.
Yes.
We should mention. He is technically on loan from Teplice, yeah. But he's been on loan. This is the second full season that he's been on loan with us. So
yeah, we had Vanicek and Rymarenko in their stead. Mm-hmm. And it was Vanicek who opened the scoring, with Zhitny screaming down the right and slamming in a low cross. Big Dan Vacheline sort of tapped backwards slightly to the onrushing Vacheline, who managed to slam it home. Do you have a highlight to this? The very few highlights?
Yes.
Yeah.
But not, it was also on. It was on OnePlay.
It was. I was not about, or I couldn't see it. So I watched the highlights, and they are few and far between.
Because there wasn't very many chances, no. really, in the game. It was actually a very even... sort of match generally, like, and I think that chances are actually generous, especially on that highlights package, right? Because one chance is, I think, on the 39th minute, just slicing a shot. It doesn't go anywhere near the goal.
It is out the stadium, that one.
A couple of things getting passed, as well. It wasn't a classic by any means. At the same time, I thought Zborowka Brno were far better than Teplice.
Right.
So, yeah, and what makes it a bit more pleasing is it could be in a tough game, right? Because you are away from home. You're away from home at the other end of the country.
Yeah.
Where in the past we've had quite a lot of problems, you know, in terms of things like just like preparation, getting the warm up in, some stiffness, not having a hotel or whatever. We're now in a financial position where we do have the team staying overnight, which is good. And then, you know, we have so many players out, including, you know, arguably our best or second best striker / sort of winger. And, you know, coming back with the 3 points is marvellous.
Yes, it really is.
There was a second goal.
Yes, there was a second goal. It was that man, Antonín Vaníček, again. So we and he made it to after 70 minutes, after a bit of penalty box head tennis. Sees the ball drop to Tonda sort of on the penalty spot, and he manages to guide it into
nice
the bottom
finish.
Left corner.
It's a really nice finish. Yeah, it's a lot better than his first goal.
It's a very clear-headed finish. You know, he was in the right place, anticipates it well, knows exactly where he's going to put it. So
yeah, looks better than I thought he would be, because we were a little bit like, okay, that could be a sort of like the rotation signing, and he probably still is a rotation player. The risking becoming a cult hero with the... They're calling him Espresso Baby.
Yes.
Because of the coffee drinking celebration.
Mm. Which I don't really see what that means. But
it's Alex Morgan's US.
Oh, is it?
World Cup drinking the tea thing.
Yeah,
that's how I remember.
That was her tea sipping with the finger out, wasn't it? Yeah.
So he does pretty much the same thing.
Yeah.
Can I just say, like, he looks very good looking.
is he the new Fosek?
I don't know. Nothing will ever replace Handsome Adam in my mind, but he is a good-looking boy, and he has a touch of the mystique, espresso macchiato Italiano going through him. I think
that's the opening words to the Football Italia theme, isn't it? Espresso macchiato Italiano. No. Golazzo, etc.
Espresso macchiato. Dun 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 dun. Anyway,
enough of that. Zborowka took around, what was it?
Almost 300, I think.
Yeah, almost 300 to a difficult to access corner of northwestern Bohemia. Mm-hmm. Fair play
to everyone. I mean one of the higher attendances, I believe, of the weekend. I think it was close to 5,500 up there, which I believe by Teplice's standards is quite good.
Yes.
On the other hand, it still looks tiny because their stadium is far too big for them.
Yes, it's massive. Mm-hmm. It's like 20,000 or something.
I don't think it's that much, but it's very silly.
So let's find out after this quick break what the deal is with Teplice as a place. What our AI generated slop could be was instead of being near rocks, we could have been in a spa. Because that's what Teplice is.
Had a quick look during that break, David. 17,000, so we were sort of
17,000.
Which is by Czech standards as well, huge.
Yes. What is the deal with Teplice? It is the biggest of the three spa towns in the region. The others being, quiz question.
Spa towns in that region. Well, I'm assuming that one. Spa towns.
Yes.
I don't know that many places up there. Usti is there, but it's not a spa town.
No, it's not. It's a very industrial.
Does it go? It's like Děčín or something like that, or
no? We've been to one of them.
Oh, you mean the whole bit?
Yeah, in the north.
Oh, you mean like Carlo Vivari, yes, and stuff like that?
Yeah,
oh.
There are three like classic spa destinations in northwestern Bohemia.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, that's a different cry. That's why I was thinking that. And then it'd be like Most or Heb or something like that.
No.
Or Marianske Lažne?
Very good. Okay, Marianske Lažne.
I do not know Bohemia.
No. So, yes, the three kind of classic spa towns are Teplice, Karlovy Vary, and Marianska Lažna. Teplice is the oldest one of the three, and I would say probably the least visited or least aware of. The other two are great. Karlovy Vary particularly is a real tourist destination because it's very unlike anywhere else in this country.
Did all the Russians go home?
I don't know.
Did they stay?
I don't know. We'd have to check. Hello, any Russians living in Karlovy Vary listening to this? There are none of you, but...
Здравствуйте, any Russians.
Yeah, здравствуйте. The medieval town burnt down in 1793 and was rebuilt to the neoclassical stuff you see now, which is like kind of any like 18th century Czech town, you know, like you sort of square but ornate buildings and that sort of thing.
A tower that's got a stupid name like Black Tower or White Tower or Tall Tower.
Exactly, that sort of thing. It was very popular with bourgeois German speakers as well as poets and artists. Beethoven spent some time there, as did Goethe. And Richard Wagner, last seen shooting his bow out of the castle in Ustinad Labem, if you remember.
Recommended castle.
Yes. Two pubs in that castle. In fact, the opening of the spa season is still a massive deal in the town today. They have a 3-day cultural festival called Lajenska.
Remember when my town opened a spa?
Yeah. Tesco were furious.
Hey. Pulling out, apparently, aren't they, of the Czech Republic?
Of the Czech Republic, yes. Yeah, no more Tesco for us. Get your good cheese while you still can, people.
Imagine if Waitrose came in.
I mean, you can get Marks and Spencer's stuff from Rolik, of course.
You can, so, yes.
Yeah. Anyway, was there anything else to say on Teplice? No, I don't think so. Like I said, we may get there one day. It's just a bit of a pain in the ass to get to.
I need to take it off.
Yeah, me too.
So also, I couldn't really... It's like 2 days after I came back from Alicante, I wasn't really arsed, to be honest, as well.
Yeah.
After drinking my body weight in Smirnoff ice.
Yeah. So let's do a preview. Let's do Zlín. After this.
Strap yourself in.
Okay. Ahoy there, Zlín. Me and my sixth grade chums thought it would be rather corking if you were to give us all 3 points.
I feel it's not beyond the realms of possibility.
Yes. yes, they've been looking not good, I would say.
David, I haven't followed Zbrojovka as long as a lot of our listeners, but it has still been over a decade, which is kind of mental if you think about it. Now, I think following Zbrojovka Brno makes that feel a bit longer, especially as a fair amount of, let's say, PTSD sinks in over a couple of things, right? And let me tell you, David, nothing gives me the fear more than a team that's played 5 and lost 5 coming to the Shipex Arena. Mm. This is... we've talked before about Dr. Zbrojovka a lot on this the podcast. If your team is on a losing streak, then you basically just come to South Moravia.
Who are you going to call? Zbrojovka.
Good. Something strange in your football team.
Football club was right there, which would have gone with neighborhood. Something strange in your football club. Who are you going to...
Hood. Neighborhood.
Yeah,
club or team doesn't matter. Doesn't to both.
No, but football club is closer to a rhyme to neighborhood than football team.
What? Club and hood.
It's closer than team.
I think it's about the same, because neither of them rhyme.
It's a closer rhyme. You're with me on this, aren't you, listener?
What earth are you on about?
Get on with your preview.
No, not now. No, because I think you've... No, okay, right, yes.
fuck's sake.
I tell you what, you wouldn't get this on Podcast Flinter. yeah, we have a habit of losing to teams that are shit or on bad runs of form. Now, maybe we've got that out of our system because I associate that mostly with the last season of the first league when we got relegated and then the folly of the season after, which was not good. On the other hand, you know, like, so we've maybe got that out of the system. Also, this is a league now where the strugglers at the foot of the table will still run over the entirety of the second tier.
Yes.
As well, right? So, yeah. So, I mean, so I've got a lot of conflicting feelings about this. A quick history, possibly. So, as Lean were relegated from the top flight in 2024, having won just 5 games all of that season.
Mm-hmm.
Now, 2 games that spring to mind from that campaign is that they had a 7-1 home loss to Victoria Pilsen. And then the utterly bizarre match that you'll definitely remember, David, where Zlín scored 5 goals against Mladá Boleslav and still lost 9-5.
Yep.
Can I also say, rest in peace, yes. Dolly Parton.
Fitting today. I mean, you know, incredibly globally popular woman, but she did have her knockers.
Losing 9-5, what a way to play your football, Dolly Parton's died, and I'm doing this tribute. Club. So they had a really bad season, but the point is they absolutely obliterated the second tier when they came back. They only lost once that season. And on their return, it's a very strange one, right? Because on their return back up to the top flight, so last season, basically, they were in 6th place or better right up until November.
Mm.
And then they had this sort of run of like 2 wins in 10, which like left them quite vulnerable to the relegation group, because we still have this thing in Czech top flight football where you have the championship group, this middle group, which means absolutely nothing, and then this relegation group, everyone plays each other and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, despite having that, you know, sort of really bad, you know, sort of 2 wins in 10 thing, one of them is like a 3-0 victory over Victoria Pilsen.
Yeah.
So that was quite good. And instead of kicking on from that match, they then went on a 5-game losing streak, condemned them to the bottom group. Now, thankfully for them, there's some real dud teams last season, and some might say this season. So they enjoyed this sort of comfortable cushion over Slovácko, Baník, Dukla, who finished bottom.
Yeah.
Of course. And they haven't won since, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they've recorded just 4 competitive league wins in 2026. All of them were last season.
Yes.
Right? They've taken 0 points in the first 5 league matches in 26-27 campaign. Now, it is worth pointing out that that includes, so far this season, Sparta Prague, Liberec, Victoria Pilsen. To maybe give a little bit of context as well, that Victoria Pilsen game's wild.
Yes. What was the Victoria?
So Victoria Pilsen won 3-2.
Right.
And it's kind of wild because like it shows a couple of reasons why Victoria Pilsen are currently under the malaise that they're on currently, because they've got rid of their manager. They got absolutely, you know, scalped in Europe to serve in a Zvezda. They could have won this match 10-0, Pilsen. They concede a goal, which is basically just from across, right? It just misses everyone. It just goes at the back post. And it has some horrific defending all round for all these other goals. They've conceded 11 goals this season.
They're just absolute chaos. Like, they score a load, but they concede equally as many. Just mad.
And it's part of the club in crisis. So it's very strange.
Yes, we also didn't mention the other week, Teplice 5, Victoria Pilsen 5.
Yeah.
Which was also insane.
Just bizarre. So, now, I can't pretend that I've watched all of Zlín's matches, right? And they're not getting, let's say, you look at that score and things like this, and they're not getting blown out of the water, really, anyway. They lost 1-0 to a what we've already discussed, been a very good Slovan Liberec team, or whatever. They lost 2-0 to Bohemians. It's a reasonably scrappy affair with chances. But also, it does remind you as well of two things. That, first of all, Kromjeržij, in the second tier last season, kept losing by one or two goals.
Yeah.
And they looked for a while like they were going to be dead and buried, and then turned out to be actually quite fine. On the other hand, another team that didn't really get battered but was miles off, it was Česká Budějovice, who had the historic lowest points total of the league. You know, there's a couple of other factors that historically impact Zlín as well. Okay, I don't know if I said okay as if it's a lecture. okay, because you know this, because they're obviously one of the teams in the smaller end of budgets.
Oh, yes.
Let's, you know, be really clear about that. And as well as it being like reasonably remote from larger urban areas. Now, on the second point, you can say that about Slovácko as well. Slovácko, until the last couple of seasons, have been very successful, though. And, you know, it's not as much of a concern in the first league as it is in the second, because at least in the first league, you can say, hey, we're a top league team.
Yes, exactly.
And that attracts people and stuff like that. But otherwise, you know, they're quite far away from urban areas where, you know, a lot of the teams in Bohemia will have players who are based in Prague all the time, and they go for training, they go back, and so on. You know, it does have a part to play in some of the squads. Boy, that squad.
Right.
So, I mean, a couple of players, this is the problem, a couple of players have moved on and moved, you know, and a couple have moved in, but like nothing too significant, let's say. It's like Matěj Kobek, who they bought from Hradec Králové in preparation for the return to the První Liga. He hasn't really impressed. So they've moved, so, and they found that out last season. So he's moved on to like Rajon Bjork. El Hadji Ndiaye, you'll know because he joined Artis last season. He was never a, or joined Artis this season rather. He was never a first team player. He was on loan at Opavat and so on. They've taken on a couple of centre backs. So you have Ondřej Kukučka on loan from Sparta. That's quite good because he previously has, like, you know, a loan spell at Bohemka as well. But then otherwise, they're relying on a squad that's mostly been built about a year ago.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think because they were so good in the second league, they came up, they had that kind of Blackpool-like element of surprise for the first half, and then absolutely ran out of steam because it's basically still the second league squad.
We were lauding them as well for making, for strengthening over the winter break while they were on that good run in the second season, where they're preparing themselves for this to actually have a good, you know, a good crack at it as well. And it's like, but you just have a look, you know, you scratch the surface and it's actually sort of wild. So, I mean, Jakub Černín.
Jakub Alexeyevich Černín.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He, go back and listen to previous episodes on this one, listeners. So he's one of their, like, mainstay centre-backs. He's hardly been out of the squad despite the run that, you know, they're having.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
I never thought he was that good with Zbrojovka.
I mean, he was... He was good. He's not first league, you know. He's not first league consistent starter. Good.
Yeah, and they extended his contract at the start of this year, as well.
Oh, fair play to him.
So
they love it. They love it. They love his stories. His long winded stories.
Fair play to him. But I'm thinking about like the football, how the football's getting managed, and like, you know, from the front to the back. Okay, they've got a couple of, like, you know, centre backs in, but their attacking options feel light. Stanley Kanu has 9 goals and almost 50 appearances for them. Frank Appiah has come in as an attacking midfielder and he's contributed a goal and an assist so far, but he's got, like, he's a player that got released by Podbrezova and Zlín picked him up from Petr Žálka. Okay, and he scored 10 times last season, got a good couple of assists, but at the end of the day, that is still a second-tier Slovak football.
Yes, yeah.
And if you think second-tier Czech football is bad, whoa, let me introduce you to our neighbours, because it's proper ropes around the pitch sort of stuff. Tomáš Poznar is going to turn 38 in a month's time. Tomáš Poznar is older than me, David.
I'm amazed he's still going.
He played 75 minutes against Bohemians.
Yeah.
Like... Wow. You know, so then you have a lot of, like, the egg getting placed in the basket of, like, Daniel Schmiga, who is 22, but again, he comes in as an unknown quantity in the top flight. So he's another formed out Slavia player who's been released permanently by the club. So they have him as a perm now. And he looked okay at Příbram last season. But he had, before that, he had season long loads in Trnava, where he didn't pull up any trees. Before that, Vlašim and, yeah, not a good flash team. Sort of either. And now you then keep looking at this and you see a number of like young lads, you know, the B team getting called up into the big time. And that's always a gamble. Like I said, I'm not au fait with the exact situation with the, you know, the finances and things like that. There's 2 weeks till the window closes. I would assume they're not making any, going to make any significant movements.
Yeah, not any big splashes, no.
And their manager has sort of come out as well, because they played Unichov yesterday in mm-hmm. the Cup and, you know, Liam was there. And Liam said it was one of the worst games he's ever seen.
And he's seen a lot of games.
And the manager says, we do not have a squad for the top flight. So what's going on?
Yeah.
So this is... You know, so this is, you know, a lot of things that, like, you know, it seems like a very worrying time for Zlín. At the same time, Zbrojovka nil, Zlín 2. It's red in the stars, right? Maybe I'm being, like, facetious there. But this team, they're poor. They're not Cheska Budějovice. So they are, you know, they are not going to get 5 points all season, right?
Yeah, no.
And no wins. They will beat somebody. They're unlucky to maybe not get a point against Liberets. We still need to take this very seriously.
Oh, yeah.
So they might have I also don't know how many away fans will take, because they've had a good travelling to us before in the past. But it's really hard to get people to give up, you know, most of their day. You know, it's not far. It's about 90 minutes away, Zlín. But, yeah. Like, you know, going away on this miserable run of form after a really unconvincing cup win. You know.
Well, they can, you know, they can have a nice sunny day out in the big city, maybe, and, you know, and
I mean, I'm not jealous of people that live in Zlín.
No. But hopefully, Dr. Zbrojovka won't happen, and we will give Zlín a good shoeing.
Fair play. This is the important one, though. I mean, I mean, we'll come on to the preview, or whatever. You give a fuck about Slavia, yeah. Like, but this is the one. 3 points on the board, and then we're laughing, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Would you like a beer of the podcast?
Yes, please, sir.
Yes, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's time again for
Beer of the Podcast.
And here comes Liam Govey's third mention on the podcast, because he has supplied us with this beer. He was in Poland not so long ago, and he brought us back...
beer.
Yes, it's called Książęce.
Miodowy Lager. Now, Miodowy means honey.
Yes, we can do a bit of transliteration from Czech to Polish there, as you often can.
It is a can.
Yeah, good. And it also, and it's got a picture of a bee, honeycombs and a bee.
It's got a picture of some lad as well at the top with a moustache. Looks a bit like Roger Casement. But enough about Celtic.
So there we go. This is a honey beer, which Liam had, I think, in a bar or something, and then he found it in a shop, and he said he absolutely loved it, so he brought us back this on his recommendation. So, yeah, we'll see.
Honey, honey, how you thrill me. Honey, honey.
Mm-hmm. Beers, da-da-da-da-da-da. Oh, honey, honey, da-da-da-da-da-da. If we were actually doing the video stuff now, you would have seen me and Sam spontaneously go into Homer's honey, honey dance without any prompting whatsoever.
David,
this is why we're never going on YouTube.
David, can you imagine if we did this live and charged money for people to come?
See,
two lads drinking beer... arguing about what rhymes or not in the Ghostbusters tune.
I don't watch Ghostbusters. Peep Show reference for you there. Getting all the references in today.
Just pop
culture through and through.
You wouldn't get this anywhere else, would you?
Right, yes. It does smell of honey.
I've just lost my sense of smell at this point, just in life, I think.
It does smell not much of honey, but a tiny bit of honey. So let's see if it tastes thereof.
A tiny bit of honey would be fine. Yeah. Too much honey, and I think I might not enjoy it. Let's see. But thanks,
and then
Liam.
And then it's mead. And nobody likes mead, really, do they? Anyway, here we go. It is sweet. Particularly on the aftertaste, there's like a thick sweetness to it. You a fan?
I don't know. I'm going back in. I don't dislike it.
I mean,
The thing is,
I will finish this small glass, but it's not something I would choose.
It goes into my middle pile of things, right? Where I've said this before numerous times on the podcast. At least like 50 times, I think, where if I had a pint of it, I would drink it and I would probably be like, oh, it's pretty good, it's quite interesting or whatever. I probably wouldn't go back for a second one.
Yes, this is how I feel. Yeah.
That being said as well, I've got this... I've kind of got this on the extreme level, right? Because I've been drinking currently while we've been doing this, Svetlý Ležák from Topolsky Pivovar, which we got from the beer doctor, and it is very bitter.
Very bitter, it is.
Really bitter,
yes.
Lager. So that's, I think, done a couple of things. It's accentuated the sweetness, but I've also got the honey in it. So like, it actually tastes of an actual honey.
It does,
right?
Yeah.
It doesn't just taste of like honey flavor or like, you know, or just sweetness or cloyingness or whatever. You can actually, it actually has the thing of, it
actually tastes
quite organic.
Yeah, you can feel it like in your throat as if there was honey
like
there.
Like there's almost, like, it's almost like, I mean, I wouldn't go this far, but there's almost a touch of a heather honey element of it.
Right, yeah.
He says as the Scottish person. You know, but it has that almost like, you know, real honey has a tendency to almost be like perfume flowery. Because obviously it's from flowers, right? So yeah, I quite like it. I just think for me, and I tend to go on the bitter side of things anyway when I'm drinking. But certainly not a...
No,
it's not a bad one.
Yeah, it's no Cornish steam lager, let's be honest.
I mean, the all-time low.
Yeah.
It's no Cornish steam lager, it's also not blueberry muffin.
No, the all-time
nothing
best.
Nothing will ever beat blueberry muffin at this point, will it? I like if you're tuning in, you don't know if we're actually talking about beer, if we're talking about like weed strains at this point, where it's like, yeah, I got some of that piff blueberry muffin. Yeah. Extra kush. I'm down with the kids. Look at me smoking weed. Ashamed of yourselves.
Yeah.
Be ashamed of yourselves. You know, it's not big. It's not clever. It's gateway. Next thing you'll be on heroin. You know who? You know? Yeah. You put it down. Put it down. Listen to me. You've got a life to live. You know. I'm just saying. Just you know. The only dope worth smoking is Richard Nixon. So, there we go. Winners don't use drugs.
Or you'll pay.
Oh,
I don't think you won't pay.
I never lie.
Right, anyway, on that bombshell, shall we talk a little bit about Slavia before we...
Yes.
And then this nonsense can finally be over.
Funny mood today. Just before we go into this, we've got breaking news.
Yes.
Full time. FK Friedland no nad Ostravici nil Zbrojovka Brno 10.
Yeah, 10 brackets 10.
Brackets 10.
Yeah.
So I mean, a crazy scoreline. I don't know the last time. I mean, you will occasionally get these lopsided scores in the cup. We're usually not responsible for them. Like, we are very much a 2-0 get through to the next round sort of team usually. So having this is pretty fun. We had high scorers of the round because it was Sparta Brno 0, Banik Ostrava 9 as well. So you know, who had Banik putting in 9 past Sparta? Anyway, let's roll on to Saturday, 5th of September.
Against the non-Sparta, the other S club.
Yes, the other S club.
Seven.
In between this, of course, on the Wednesday, we've got Hradec Králové at home. You can listen to a very brief preview of that last podcast. This was a game that was rescheduled because of Hradec's involvement in Europe.
Yep.
And you know, everyone, let's be clear about the most important thing here, David, which is that the absolute party train is back. So they've put on a train.
Welcome back, the absolute party train.
But it's a football special.
Yeah, we've put it really on a football is.
Special, and it's over half full already.
Yeah,
You can still get just I think through OSBorough Vapsi on Facebook or other channels, you can get either your transport to Prague, or you can also get it as a quote unquote package, which will also include your match day ticket mm-hmm. as well through them. Say what you like about some of the guys in the ultra, sometimes that they do know how to organize yes, these sorts of things for the away the away supporter. There is also a special carriage on this train as well for people with families and children, so you don't have to
be that's nice,
so you do not have to be, you know, necessarily with some of the rowdier sort of elements and things like that.
That's cool.
So fair play to everyone involved with that. I think that the boys are doing a pretty good job this season of not just getting these things arranged but also adding some pretty good atmosphere, I would say, to proceedings. So well done to all involved. I'll be missing this one.
You're at the Drats, aren't you?
I am, yeah. I'll be in Prague, but it does clash with the afternoon session of the Czech Darts Open, and if there's one thing that I like just as much as football, it is darts.
Yeah.
I
am considering going. Ben and I talked about just going up for the day and maybe just doing that. So I may be there, but we'll see.
If you do stay over, then or whatever, then I'll definitely see you for a couple of pints or whatever. If you are just doing it the day, I'll probably miss you because the darts, I think, finishes around about 10, 11pm on Saturday night. And no spoilers or whatever, but I will be in some states.
Yes.
So if the last time the darts is anything to go by.
Catch you at Zizkov at 10:15 the next morning, can I?
Just shouting at the goalkeeper.
Yeah.
Turn the wains against us. it was a particularly low life in my absolute clown car of a life. But, you know, saying this, this is one of the games that I have less interest in as compared to Zlín. There's two very obvious reasons, right?
Slavia and Prague.
I regard the home game against Zlín as quite winnable. Yeah. because look, the schedule is not kind at all. We're doing this podcast as we're doing a, we're doing this podcast as we have just played a match, right? Yeah. Just played the cup match. Now, there was a bit of rotation. Some players in that match will be playing on Saturday and will be playing on Wednesday.
Yes.
And will presumably be playing on Saturday as well. But, it's a lot of games. This is almost like a European set of games where we're playing midweek, doing this or whatever. We're away in Prague, which has never been the most happiest of hunting grounds as well, against, spoiler alert, the team that will win the league. And I think, as Czech footy put it, it's not really a case of if they win the league, but when.
Yeah.
As well. That's not really helped with, we talked about this already, the Pilsen and Sparta having, let's just call them, issues. They've also actually, Slavia haven't had the most ideal start as well. They had a 2-2 draw with Bohemka last weekend. Mm. So the Vršovice derby, and that was the first match that they had fans back as well.
After the three-match suspension. That nonsense at the end of last year.
Drew one each with Slovan Liberec the weekend before. We've waxed lyrical about them already. So by Slavia's standards, these are suboptimal results. However, they have absolutely sorted Slovacko and Banik.
Yeah.
At a canter, that was, you know. I think it was 5-1 and 4-0, if I recall.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
You know, so they don't have Champions League football to deal with until next week as well. Mm-hmm. So they are straight into the league phase of it now. Can't call it the group stages anymore. Yeah. It's the league phase. So that probably helps as well. We're going to find out a little bit more about this team, I think, beforehand as well, because obviously the big one is this weekend also, because it is the derby. It's the Sparta game, and they are away. So, so look, I mean, I don't have too much to really add so much, right? Because the squad is strong. We know that already. There is a good amount of the, you know, the same usual formulas play here, which is what you saw quite a lot in Scottish football and, you know, other maybe smaller sort of countries as well, where players, you know, if there's a big team or a big two or three teams, where players surplus to requirements are let go and usually get redistributed to some of the smaller teams in the league and then replaced by some of the standouts in the season before from all the other teams as well. So, you know, again, names that will be familiar to anyone that's listened to us in the past couple of months. Ngesan, Toumani Diakite from Liberec, Daniel Sturm from Sigma Olomo, it's Pavel Kachor from Karvina. So these are all players that will be in rotation, but were good. And they were paid, you know, they were paid with money.
Yeah.
Like, you know, 3 million, 2 million, you know, and so on. You know, other podcasts and other websites will go through the strength of the Slavia squad a lot better than I will. I just looking at him, I just think Mojmir Hitl can score 20 goals a season easily.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and, you know, so I think the question is someone else going to also chip in with that amount of goals? And then, so now obviously it's harder for him because he only gets half a season due to suspensions, but Tomáš Hory will also be, you know, sort of scoring.
Oh, that arsehole,
you may remember him from, oh, what is it? Inciting a riot, kicking a goalkeeper, spitting on somebody. He got sent off 3 or 4 times last season.
To quote touring car great John Cleland, man's an animal.
Mm-hmm. Man's an animal, and he was, you know, he was to be released from Slavia because of his bad behavior and, you know, all the stuff that happened with them at the end of last season, for only, as usual, the leadership of the board of Slavia being absolute shitebags about it as well. Yeah. Like, the guy has got serious issues. I'm not the first to say that, and I won't be the last. If he can stay on the straight and narrow, and that frankly is a big if.
That is a big if.
Because this is not just a last season phenomenon. This is 3 seasons, 4 seasons at this point. Prime head's gone sort of thing. He can scoosh the league. You know, he can breeze it. He has played an hour or so far this season, because obviously he was serving again. And he's come up with, like, I think, a goal and 2 assists
so far
or whatever. You know, and there's just strength all across the, you know, all across the, you know, the entirety of the park. Even though, you know, we have good investment, finally. It's Brojovka. I believe our turnover is something like still less than a third of Slavia Prague.
Right.
Slavia Prague are a Champions League side. Now,
whether
or not they're qualified through the Champions League side is another question, but they will get points. They might not get as many as they would like, but they will get points. They're certainly not a, you know, not a terrible team, and they will hang with a lot of the, you know, obviously they're going to hang with a team from, like, you know, sort of Germany, England, Spain, etc. But they will put in good performances against, you know, sort of the, say, you know, teams,
the Danish sides,
Belgians,
yeah, exactly,
you know, stuff like this. They'll scoosh Sabah from Azerbaijan if they play them, for example. But this is a culmination of factors here, right? Which means that I don't think things matter, right? 3-0, Slavia.
Sure, yeah,
we're gonna.
We're gonna absolutely Coventry them versus Arsenal,
and I don't care. I care, right? Because I think we're gonna bring a good crowd or whatever. I think anything other than losing reasonably comprehensively should be seen as some sort of victory here.
Yeah.
If we get anything from this match, it's a fucking miracle.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's not to be, like, disrespectful to the team, what Svedik is doing or whatever.
It's just we're playing two different games at this point, aren't we?
Yeah. It's too much too soon. That's it.
Yeah.
We have spent a whole 2 years now, longer, obviously way before Svedik's time or whatever, playing every Saturday, sometimes every 2 Saturdays or whatever, to then come up with something like 5 games in the space of 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks, is going to test any squad. Now, we've got a larger maybe squad than most, I would say.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Even though, and there has been movement today, of course. We've got Pokorny has joined
yes.
as well. And also we have released, what's his face? or he has released himself.
Oh, yes. Petr Marash.
Yes, who I think just doesn't fancy it. I think he's just going to retire or something.
Yeah, I mean, we barely saw him for the 6 months he was with us.
Three appearances.
Yeah.
So, who knows? But if you're going, please have a good time. Don't get caught up in any of the nonsense which is propagated by the likes of either Hori or the Tribuna Severe.
Yeah.
And get back to one, you know, in one piece to South Moravia, because we will need you for this season. You know, even though we're talking about, you know, we started off with a loss, this is still a very positive podcast with the way and the direction that the team is going.
Absolutely.
So had a good win, and hopefully we'll have a good win at the weekend. So if you are at the ShipX, we will be in the usual place. I will also be joined by Big Al, my dad,
as good. Well.
So if you want to come and say hello, have a beer.
Yeah, please do.
Drop by.
Please do. So that will be it for this episode. You can follow us on all the social media channels at Sprawfcast. And I think for the time being, that's about it, isn't it? So we'll speak to you soon.
Bye. Že lidí spoustu znáš a dobře ví, co šancí máš, když kde kdo z mužů solo hrát ti dá. Tvé vlasy mají zlatý lesk, mě z očí kouká jenom stesk a doma chodím jako stín, on ví. On volá tě i ze spaní, jak touží po tvém laskání, ach, on ví, jak se umíš smát, on ví. Já to dávno chápu už, proč touží být tvůj i můj muž, než doma u svých dětí, on ví. On ví, on ví, on ví, on ví, a stejně tvoje tvář mu nedá spát. On ví, on ví, on ví, on ví, že nám svou lásku nesmí brát. Teď mě na něm tak záleží a tobě o nic neběží, ty můžeš lásek mít, co chceš, vždyť vím. Tak na kolenou máš mě teď, těch druhých mužů, těch si hleď a nám nech doma tátu, teď vím. On ví, a stejně tvoje tvář.